Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace, that is to say, Almighty God in His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Seek Christ. Pursue Christ. Get Christ. Christ is Almighty God's salvation. Christ is the believer's only and all-sufficient wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Christ is that holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. That outstanding, powerful short statement was from preacher Wayne Boyd. Glory to God. Trust His heart, even when you can't trace His hand. A reading from Psalm 107, verse 7. And He led them forth by the right way, and that they might go to a city of habitation. God's thoughts are not as our thoughts, neither are His ways as our ways. This truth is strikingly exemplified in the manner in which He led the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land. We would have chosen the way that was nearest and most direct. But God decided otherwise. He led them round about through the wilderness, and that for the space of 40 years. And not merely was it the most distant way, but it was the most dangerous way as well. It was a land of deserts and of pits, a land of drought and death, a land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. But as strange as it appeared, we are fully justified in saying that it was wisely arranged. Their long detainments, their tiresome and circuitous wanderings, their fierce conflicts with the Moabites and the Amalekites, the bitter waters which they had to drink, and the fiery serpents which they were stung, all fulfilled the high purpose of Him who is excellent in counsel as well as wonderful in working. However contrary His way might have been to theirs, yet He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. And His dealings with His people now are still as unusual and as much opposed to all their preconceived plans as were His dealings with the Israelites. He has crossed their own schemes and thwarted their most fondly cherished purposes. He always effects His own ends in His own way. Christian, what is your duty? It is to cherish high thoughts of Almighty God and all His inscrutable dealings towards you. It is to trust His heart, even when you can't trace His hand, believing that all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. It is to follow His guidance continually. For as He led His people of old with the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, so He has promised to direct all your steps and preserve all your goings. It is to wait for His time, For although the way may appear long and tedious, yet remember, all is well that ends well. And what will the end be? The word of the Lord says, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their hands. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. That message was from preacher John McDuff. Christ is our Jonah. Jonah 1:15. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Christ is our Jonah, who threw himself into the sea of his father's wrath to save us from everlasting perdition. Outstanding, explosive short message from old-time preacher William Dyer. Thus saith the Lord, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Isaiah 44:3. How often does the soul born and taught of God feel that it is this dry ground? It would fain be fruitful at every good word and work. It would be adorned with every grace of the Spirit within, and with every good and godly fruit without. Let no one think that the child of God is careless or indifferent, either as to inward or outward fruit. There is nothing too holy, too heavenly, too spiritual, or too gracious, which the child of grace would not desire inwardly to experience and outwardly produce. But he feels that he cannot, by any exertion of his own, produce this fruitfulness after which he sighs. As well might a barren field convert itself into a fruitful garden without being tilled by human hand or without rain from the sky, as a soul that feels and knows its own barrenness, produced by its own exertions, a crop of the fruits of righteousness. But the Lord that knows the desire of the heart and its inward mourning over its own barrenness has given, in the text, a sweet and gracious promise. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. A partial shower would not be enough. The dry ground would soon absorb a few drops of summer rain. Floods must come, either from the skies or from the streams of that river which makes glad the city of God, to produce this mighty change. These floods are the promises poured into the soul, the love of God shed abroad in the heart, the manifestations of Christ and of his atoning blood, the inflowings of grace as superabounding over all the aboundings of sin, and the flowing of peace as a river into the contrite spirit. That was another old-timer, preacher J.C. Philpott. A reading from Psalm 31:15. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. In the year of our Lord, 1825, preacher William Freeman Lloyd wrote the following words. My times are in thy hands, my God. I wish them there. My life, my friends, my soul, I leave entirely to thy care. My times are in thy hands, whatever they may be, pleasing or painful, dark or bright, as best may seem to thee. My times are in thy hands. Why should I doubt or fear? A father's hand will never cause his child a needless tear. My times are in thy hands, Jesus the crucified. Those hands my sins had pierced are now my guard and guide. My times are in thy hands. I'll always trust in thee, and after death at thy right hand shall forever be. Amen. Grace and mercy. What is the difference between the grace of God and the mercy of God? Someone once defined it this way. Grace is God giving to us what we do not deserve, which is righteousness, peace, and pardon. Friends, please see Romans 3:24 and Romans 6:23. Mercy is God not giving to us what we do deserve, which is wrath, death, and eternal punishment. Friends, see Titus 3:5. Thank God for his eternal sovereign grace and mercy revealed and experienced in the heart of the sinner in Christ Jesus the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4:6. And that, friends, was from an unknown preacher of righteousness. The believer's view of sin. We who believe the gospel of God's free and sovereign grace in Christ Jesus should not view our sinfulness and wretchedness to the point of despair and unbelief, but we should never forget it, lest we presume and become ungrateful and proud. We need to realize that anything we have from God is mercy and grace from God in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is true of all God's children, from the least to the greatest. Just like the Apostle Paul, we must all say, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." See Romans 7:24-25. God keeps all these things in our minds to show us continually that we can never trust ourselves, but that our hope, confidence, and assurance is in him who saves us, keeps us, and blesses us in Christ. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. As one man wrote, "The more we are growing in the sense of our sins and infirmities, the more shall we see our need of clinging more closely to Christ, drawing more largely upon his grace, and entering more fully into the cleansing virtue of his atoning blood." As we acknowledge and confess our sins, let us in faith acknowledge and confess our salvation through shed blood and imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that message was from Preacher Bill Parker of Eager Avenue Grace Church, located in Albany, Georgia, USA. What man does cannot change what God has done. What man thinks cannot change what God knows. What man says cannot change what God has said. What man determines cannot change what God has decreed. What man wills cannot change what God has wrought. As it is written in Isaiah 14:27, "The Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it?" The answer to that question is nobody. Hallelujah, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. That wonderful message was from Preacher Gary Shepherd of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, located in Jacksonville, North Carolina, USA. Why God's preachers love to preach on God's election. We preach sovereign election not only because it is revealed in God's word, exhibiting man's total depravity and inability, but because it exalts a sovereign God in his trinity of persons. It reveals the magnitude of his kingdom and defines who are the objects of the Father's everlasting love, the travail of the Redeemer's soul, and the objects of the Spirit's concern and care. Within election's hallowed bounds, the whole seed royal of heaven are found by a seeking Savior and a searching Spirit. Excellent. That was from Preacher Thomas Bradbury, long time ago. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation. May we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. Yehovah Sidkenu. Bless the name. Baruch Hashem. Hey, I would just like to add, dear friends, do not tire of crying unto the Lord for the salvation of sinners, your loved ones, neighbors, be in prayer for the civil magistrates throughout the federal, state, and local governments. Be in prayer for your county sheriffs and other police and first responders. Pray the Lord for the salvation of sinners and ask him to send forth laborers unto the harvest. And, well, thank you for that. I just felt that was important. If you're a letter of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to WWCR.com and get their mailing address to send your donation. Please remember to indicate that it's for the Storm Warning broadcast. And I'd like to send out another plea. I do this every few broadcasts, but man, there is such a great need for the saints of God to get on shortwave radio and to brag on the master. It's very easy to do, and please pray about it. And if you have any questions, I will give you my email address in just a minute, and we can talk on the phone. I can walk you through the whole process. But again, may the Lord raise up a standard, because the religious chicanery and kookery is off the charts. 99% of the stuff on the shortwave frequencies coming out of this country is utter garbage. Please pray about the matter, folks. Thank you. And I'd like to let the people know that who have donated that I greatly appreciate them doing so. And you're part of propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world and to the glory of our Lord Jesus, the soon coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him in his holy name. Talk about a glorious future, people, in the Lord Jesus. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!